T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
And good afternoon. This is the State of California, the daily look at the issues driving the day in the state. Our own Doug Sovereign off this week. Filling in is Sonoma State political scientist David McEwen.
Yeah, after a weekend of protests, both peaceful and violent across California, state leaders are juggling a number of overlapping crises.
Governor Newsom gave an impassioned plea this afternoon asking for an end to the violence and looting while amplifying the message coming from protests following the death of George Floyd. Professor McEwen, the state is currently grappling with a pandemic, civil unrest, and extensive job loss, all while working toward an economic recovery. How is the state balancing those competing challenges?
Well, right now, Patty, what we're seeing is really a focus on the budget and what that looks like. But more broadly, this really reflects what's happening in terms of the fundamental values of American politics, right? Fiscal stress, there's never enough money to do in the public sector what we ask the public sector to do, framed by uncertainty with discretion. So when we talk to policymakers or politicians, as we've done in this series or we're doing this week, we're going to ask these policymakers and politicians how they deal with fiscal stress, uncertainty, and discretion in these times.
And Professor, going to ask you to stand by for more. We're going to join on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, California's Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounalakis. Lieutenant Governor, before we dive into some specifics, I want to ask you to get personal a little bit here and share with us what it was like for you to watch what was happening across the state as California's second in charge.
Well, thanks so much. And, thanks for asking. I will tell you, I'm a mother, and when I watched that video and I heard George Floyd call out for his mother, my heart broke. And the emotions that video has stirred up in everyone who watched it have been tremendous. And the fact that we are having a massive outpouring of grief and anger and demanding change is appropriate. It is absolutely appropriate, and it has to lead to real change. I think what the governor emphasized today, what Mayor Breed here in San Francisco emphasized today, is that trashing our neighborhoods, breaking into our businesses, looting, that is not going to help, particularly when our economy is struggling so much with the outfall of COVID.
Lieutenant Governor, as we look at this, and given the upheaval of the pandemic and what's happening across the country and America's cities, you talked about the grief and anger that's out there. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the links between inequality, race, and poverty, and how we see these things crop up continually in America, and what can the Lieutenant Governor or our politicians do about these things?
So when I ran for Lieutenant Governor, I visited all 58 counties, and I wanted to really have an opportunity to get out there and talk to people and hear stories. And it is evident, even here in California, the fifth largest economy in the world, that there is a divide, and that divide has a correlation in race. In the Central Valley, there were neighborhoods that didn't have clean drinking water. People let me go into their homes and see the water that came out of their tap. And, we have debates over water in this state all the time, but how often do we really get to see the personal impact of inequality when it comes to something like the ability to get clean water? So I will tell you, we are a primarily Democratic state for a reason. And the reason is I think that politicians do see inequality and we do have representation in Sacramento that represents those communities and cares about trying to close this divide. But as the professor said, there is such a thing as scarcity, and we have to make choices when it comes to our budget. I think California does a very good job at understanding the problem and trying to serve the underserved. But boy, when you have an economic crisis, it all just comes home, and we realize how much more we have to do.
Such a full plate of such heartbreaking crises in, let's just talk short term. What do you focus on first in the next week or two?
Well, I think right now we need to get through this very, very difficult national trauma of seeing a man, on all of our TV screens dying right in front of our eyes. I mean, it is so traumatic. It's so horrible. Not to mention it comes after a string of incidents that were similar. We have to get through this trauma, and we will. But when we come to the other side, the question is, where is Congress on policies that will really, in a meaningful way, deal with police brutality? And what can we do to make sure that people of color have every bit of access to higher education and good jobs? Again, I think we do a pretty good job in this state, but there's more we can do. I sit on the CSU and the UC boards. You may have seen we did away with the SAT as a requirement. We recognized that this was keeping students out who deserved a chance at higher education. That, I think, is going to continue, but we also have to deal with the cost of higher education as an issue of accessibility. But education is key at a more basic level. People need food on the table. So we've gotten very innovative through the COVID crisis in the Food to Families program, in using schools as food banks to try to get nutritious meals to families. And I think we're going to have to double down on those efforts as well.
And Lieutenant Governor, when we look at this, government response and policies, dealing with those things in a very divisive era is really tough. So as we kind of drill down into this, how do we provide hope for individuals as these protests or this divisive nature of our politics is going on? How do we provide hope? And as an example, what should law enforcement be doing better, or what can law enforcement do to provide that hope, especially with communities that feel victimized in this environment?
Well, I think that the level of trauma of this incident is such that it rebuilding hope is going to be part of the process as well, because we've been here before and we heard leaders give helpful, visions for the hopeful visions for the future. And yet here we are, and it's happened again in such an extraordinarily heartless and brutal way. So I think that hope has to be rooted in the real possibility of change.
Thank you so much. That is California Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounoulakis. A reminder, you can hear the State of California report Monday through Friday at 3:30 p.m. You can also find the audio available for download at kcbsradio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.